Now the ball's in his court. Now the word's in his lap. And now it's his time to do something. Okay? By faith, Abel gave a more excellent, what? Offering. By faith, Abel gave a more excellent offering than did Cain. And even after he was dead, the Bible says, even after Abel was dead, he was still speaking. I want to be still speaking when I'm gone. I want something that I have left as a legacy to continue talking. I want my blood crying out. I want to leave a generation of righteous people that continue and take it up right where I left off and keep on going. I want to keep on speaking. Now let's look at this offering in the book of Genesis chapter 4. You got to give it by faith. Genesis chapter 4. It's in contrast to do another kind of offering. Cain's offering. We have two people coming and two ways of giving offerings. One the Lord respects and receives. The other He does not respect and rejects. And because the offering was done improperly, because the person whose offering is rejected, they become bitter towards God because God's not performing. And the reason God's not performing is because there's no faith. Without faith, it's what? Impossible to please Him. For He is the rewarder of what? Those that diligently seek Him. So we've got to understand that God wants to reward us, but it's only through faith. And we've got to understand that faith is my doing what I'm supposed to do. Believing God will do what He's supposed to do. And here in chapter 4 of Genesis, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. The Lord is not pleased with the process of time. He doesn't want you to put Him 5th or 6th or 7th or 10th on the list of your giving. He wants your first fruits. He wants the first part of what you got. He wants you to fear Him. And that's not a fear that He's going to smack you when you mess up. That means simply that He is number one in your life. He's before the car payment. He's before the groceries. He's before the gas payment. He's before anything else. He's before the Visa card. He's before everything. He wants the first fruits. If you're putting Him in your process of time, you will not be blessed. And it is not faith that you're moving in. You're moving in some sort of obedience. And obedience is better than sacrifice. But it's still not faith. So you got to understand, God, I'm putting You first in my life. Here's my offering. Here's my sacrifice. Here's my tithe. Here's my almsgiving. Here's what I'm doing. Here's why I'm doing it. I prayed over it. I'm doing it by faith. You keep that lamb in the house for a few days. They kept that lamb in Exodus chapter 12 in the house for a few days. They said, that lamb's going to deliver me. When I kill that lamb and I put that blood on the doorpost, God's going to deliver me. That lamb's going to work deliverance in my life. Lord, when I pay my tithes, it's going to deliver me. See, my God has no other thing to do but to heal my wife. He can't do anything else. He must heal this thing. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we're just waiting for Him to do it. Now, we don't understand why He hadn't already done it. It's not a question of, now we never have asked if He would. It's when are You going to do it, Lord? You know, there's a difference. I don't doubt a bit He's going to do it. I just want to do it right now. Amen? And so that's the way we come to God. We come to God, we come boldly before the what? Throne of grace to do what? To obtain grace and mercy and help in a time of need. Am I right? Well, we need it. And we come, oh, Lord, we've done it. We've paid our tithes. We've paid our alms. We've ministered. We do all You tell us to do. And Lord, we're not short in anything. Now, by faith, I expect You to heal her. Amen? Now, can you come to God that way? That's what we're after here. Can you come boldly to God and say, I've done what I'm supposed to do. Now, You do what You're supposed to do. And if He's down on your list of things, if He's in the process of your time, He's just something you'll do if you got time to do it, then forget it. He don't respect it. So, the Bible says, and in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings. There's the first fruit and the fat. There's the tithe and the offering. He brought the firstlings and the fat. He brought the tithe and the offering. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering, but unto Cain and his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. People get upset with God because God does not perform. And the whole time, it's us that has the problem. Right? People give to God, and God doesn't do what he's supposed to do, you think, and you don't understand. Well, probably what's happened has been in a process of time situation. God was a convenience, and he wasn't on the first of your list, and so all of a sudden you need him in the process of your time. So you come bring an offering to him, and you expect him to do something for you. It doesn't work out like you feel like it should, so you get wroth with God. We get wroth, and then the Lord wants to help us. He wants to get us out of this situation. And the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you wroth? Why is your countenance fallen? If thou doest well, if you do what I tell you to do, shall I won't accept what you do?" And if thou doest not well, sin lies at the door for you. Understand, you're getting mad at God. The next thing that's going to happen is there's something that's going to get on you. You'll get in sin, and it's right there at the door. And what God really wants us to understand is there is a proper way to come with faith, believing. Pharisees paid tithes, but they were going to hell. You can pay tithe and not go to heaven. I promise you. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to wake up in hell and they say, "But I paid my tithes." You got nothing to do with it. Jesus says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay the tithes to the mint, but coming in the deal." He says, "But you've missed the weightier matters of mercy and judgment and faith." Let's say mercy, judgment, and faith. Faith is a weighty matter. Faith is a weighty matter in God's kingdom, in God's analysis of things. When you're coming right now to give your offering and your tithe to God, come in faith believing that God is going to do what he said that he would do. Come in faith, because Cain got it better. By faith Cain gave, and his offering was more excellent than the offering of Cain. Did I say that right? By faith Abel gave, and his offering was more excellent than the offering that Cain brought. Amen? You got it with you? Then let's lift it, and let's bless it, and let's expect God to move. Father, right now, my wife and I agree in our giving, and Lord God,